Does, would they say it about any other, would they say it about a lawyer or a teacher? A jackleg teacher?
They compare, even compare teachers like that. And
or preachers.
And preachers. Just whomsoever they want to see, I reckon.
I see. So it was not, it was kind of a joke, was it? Or?
Well, yes, and a little bit of slum. It wasn't quite complimentary.
I see, okay, that's what I'm interested in. That was what I was interested in, whether it was a joke or kind of a slam or exactly
Well, they'd say it as a kind of a joke, and yet it meant, in a way, it meant a kind of a subtle, or maybe that's what you'd call it, precise way of saying anything. And I call it not so complimentary anyway.
Some other tools that you might have seen your husband or father use, what kind of different hammers would he have for mallets?
Well, he had what he called a claw hammer. I have his claw hammer here. And they used that for driving nails, he did. Then I have a tack hammer that's used, a small hammer, use tack, drive tacks. And then he has a sledgehammer. I have his sledgehammer out there in the outhouse. And he would use that, sometime for bursting wood. Put a wedge in. He had two wedges, and I have one of his wedges here. And put that in, drive the sledgehammer, take the sledgehammer and drive it down, you'll burst the wood apart. Mm-hmm. That was one use of the sledgehammer. And then driving ants poles and other things too.
I see.
Well, he's quite useful. I told John T. I wish he'd take his daddy's tool, but he said Mama would have to bring a special truck or something to bring. He has a station wagon that brings the family in, but it takes all the room fixed in comfortably. He has the back of it, the rear end of it fixed, for the small children, where they can slide in, go to sleep, or where they can play, a game, some of their games.
Where does he live?
He lives in Michigan.
Oh, does he? That far off?
Mount Clemens, Michigan. Well, if I'm fortunate, I get to see him once a year and the rest of my life.
I see.
It hurts, but that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And of course, they left their home. I know that they'll be there. Mm-hmm. And I had to spot reserved when we had to lay his father away. I said, I want a place there for two more graves. But of course, I didn't know that he was married the last time. He'd been married nearly a year and hadn't told us, and his wife hadn't told her father. So, down there, I thought, well, that's all off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a long way off.
I said, well, if they're happy, I just have to be happy for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your husband use guns very much?
Well, not very much. He had an old shotgun, but he left it in the house room. He hunts sometimes. And the boy had a rifle, and all he just delighted to death to get a hunt. He liked to fish too. And his rifle lost it from the house burn. I reckon he has one now. I don't know. He was in the Marine Corps for 3 years. He volunteered one again. It was when in peacetime. And he said all the time, when he got to be 18, that he was going to volunteer for some branch of service and go over and put up his 3 years like they expected him to do then. And then, when he got through with that, he could work whatever he wanted to and not have to be bothered. And so he went. And he intended to enlist in the Air Corps, and he had some buddies from Tennessee. He went to Little Rock, Arkansas, but he was working in Missouri. And they wanted to get in the Air Force, but at that time they didn't have any place for volunteers except in the Marine Corps, so that's what he got. Came home and told us about it. He hadn't asked her advice about it or opinion or anything. He said, we go to him, but we always heard that was the roughest part of the train, and it must have been. And I don't, they told, some of their activities. It was really rough.